The Destruction of Tenochtitlan, or What I Did on My Summer Vacation. I would make, it occurs to me, one sun-smeared evening after too much vodka, not a bad Aztec, Slavic for water, all week this worship of the sun, this wine, this way vacation has of asking us to suspend ourselves in automatically vacuumed swimming pools, or push off from the continent entirely, find your body to be a needle in so much salt. So was that great glittering city lifted from the earth, its turrets of gold, its grandly conceived sewer system split for drinking water and waste, where from the dead center of Texcoco rose staircased pyramids massive enough to make even Montezuma lose himself, sun like a million Mark I warheads at the tip, a simile I could only have written today, on vacation in this world the ancients never saw, but whose violence I suspect would not have shocked them. Who also remember templed men's hearts, how black the earth is, and it is there. Williams, world I am too much with, and which I admit I miss this evening beneath another blood-colored sunset. Suffering is not beautiful, but maybe it is necessary, inevitable. Cortez heard mass each day before setting himself again to that methodical slaughter. In Colorado last week, a 20-something gunman opened fire on a midnight cinema as I made my way to the coast. The ocean is calm tonight. I try to remember what weapons he possessed as I set my glass beside me in the sand. The military-grade AR-15 assault rifle, the high-capacity magazines. My back sinks deeper into the shifting sediment. I let my body become heavy until it becomes light.